Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to teach you something that you've never heard before. It's called the kingdom. How many know that God has a kingdom? So is it the kingdom of Christ or is it the kingdom of God? I'm going to ask the question again because you probably didn't understand what I just said. Is it the kingdom of Christ or the kingdom of God?
Kingdom of...
Yeah, I'd say both.
You'd say both because you think they're equal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally.
That's because of your theology. The kingdom of Christ is only for 1,000 years. Time bound. Do you understand that? Temporal. It's not permanent. And after it's over, begins a whole new era. So if you're part of the kingdom of Christ, you've been forgiven. That is called passive. Passive. Because you believed in Jesus, you had all your faith in Jesus, and you believe that he forgave you on the cross. Right? That's your redemptive side. It's passive, not active, because you didn't go to the cross to get into the kingdom of Christ. Christ actually gave you a gift. So you got a gift, but you don't have the prize. Did y'all hear what I just said? You don't have the prize. So the kingdom of God is where we're headed. And I don't think this is ever preached. I'm just telling you something powerful. There's a difference between the riches of his grace and the riches of his glory.
Amen.
There's a difference. If you are in the kingdom of grace, then you only last 1,000 years and then it's over. Temporal. Passive. Secular. But he's come to destroy this world. So he will. And then you'll have justice on the earth. No more. Grace and mercy. No more. It ends as soon as he starts this kingdom on his second coming. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I want you to follow this very carefully. Maybe I'll use these chairs to illustrate it. So this is the kingdom of grace. It lasts for 1,000 years. It's temporal. It's in time. But after that, it's in eternity. So the kingdom of God is your eternal new heaven and new earth. And the only way you can get there is if you didn't get a gift. You had to earn this one by keeping the law, keeping the commandments. You get a reward. You ever heard of that? Mm-hmm. The reward. That's the prize, because Jesus ran the race and you had all the faith in Jesus Christ who ran the race. You won when he won. So when you're over here, because he was crucified, you died to this world and you were alive to God in Christ Jesus. Now, because you're there for 1,000 years, the bad guys are not in charge. So all the bad guys are in the lake of fire, or soon will be. Okay? So, the riches of his grace is not the same as the riches of his glory. In other words, it isn't just that your sins and the old man is thrown off. It's not what you put off, it's what you put on.
Hallelujah.
The sin today in the church is we have neither arrived at this, because we don't know what we're doing, nor will we arrive at that, because you actually have to do love your neighbor as yourself. Exactly what's in the Ten Commandments. First table, second table. First table, second table. First table, second table. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength by faith. By faith. So now you're redeemed, you're born again, and you've pleased the Father. But that's not the end. The end is the second table is like unto it. Which is the greatest commandment? This one. But the second one is like to it. In other words, it isn't different. It's the fulfillment of this one. Do you all understand what I say? Now, since you've never heard it before, and since it's the first time you've ever heard it, you need to realize that both of these are in the Bible, but everyone is content to stay here. Everyone wants just to have a foundation. And the gift, the gift, the gift. Because you don't pay for gifts. If you don't pay, then you don't pay. But Jesus then, as he then returns to God, we also will be the first fruits that return to God, because we're the first fruits of the first fruits. First fruits means first fruits belong to God. So this is the glory of God, and this is the gift of God, because you didn't have any hope because of sin. But the sin now has been forgiven. But now he's processing you so that you can go and live forever and ever eternally in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Okay, what did I just say? Could anyone explain what I just said? This is active faith, active in love. You actually did something. You actually did something, but you didn't do it. Jesus Christ in you. Christ in you, that's your new nature. This one here is the old nature. The old man is dead. So, you're not immoral. You're not divorced. You're not a whoremonger, etc., etc., etc. So, this one here is that you actually love your neighbor as yourself. As you love yourself, as you wish to be loved by others, as you already have been loved by God, you want to do the same thing that he did to the neighbor. He was never angry at anybody. Loving Father. So love is perfected in this. This is the gospel. Both, as Alex said. They're both the gospel, good news. There is no good news if you stop here. Because you haven't then got the reward. You won the race. Because Jesus was there, and wherever he goes, we goes. So if he goes from here, and then he's already had vengeance for the wicked. Vengeance. And fierce wrath because of their sin. Not because of their sin because they didn't believe in Jesus. It's that they refused to believe in Jesus. Deliberate. Conscious. Knowingly. Because you wanted the glory of this world. You wanted the glory of this world. Because of this world, it's idolatry. If you want the world, it perishes. It's already passing away. Now, if you had this understanding that I'm giving you today, I can read the whole Old Testament. It's leading you to do it, but the Jews never did it. They never, ever, ever, ever stopped sinning. You can read the whole Old Testament, and it said this and that and so on and so forth. Ichabod. But once the glory of God leaves you, what are you going to do? But the glory of God was with Noah. And then it was with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and so on and so forth. So King David, all of these people were men after God's own heart. You understand that? So the whole Old Testament is saying you should do this, but somebody has to take the will and execute it on earth as it is in heaven. So this gift is the first thing, and when God says, if you believe my words, that they are the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, then you have this gift. So the gift is given without payment. You don't need any money. No necessity that actually you do something. No, no, no. God does it all. And since God does it all, you have the promise of Abraham, which says, I promise to make a covenant with God, and I promise that I will keep it for you. 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 Anyone that believes on him by faith, this is by faith, but if faith is active in love, then it takes you here. This is the beginning of the law. That's the end of the law. This is passive. That is active. This is temporal. This is eternal. Did y'all see that?
Yep.
Yes, Jack.
Jim, what is the, you may have said it and I'm distracted by you, but what is the transition point or the change point or the point in time or whatever between these two? In other words, at what point are we passing from this to this?
Yeah, well, you probably know that in your life already. You probably already have a clue. You just didn't make the distinction. I'm now giving you terms to make the distinction as that this kingdom is just temporal. It only lasts 1,000 years. So then it's over. Well, what's next? Well, you know, the great white throne judgment, heaven, and all that kind of stuff. No, this is not that. This one is on earth as it is in heaven. Love your neighbor. That's the end of the law. This is the beginning of the law. That's the end. This is the beginning. So everybody here, you wouldn't be here on Sunday morning, especially if you couldn't get in the building. So you have to be saints. You have to be, and God never calls you sinners. He always calls you to the saints at Rome and so on. And we know they've sinned. He loves you while you're yet a sinner. Because after this, then he wants to have this faith active in love so that you're dead to this world and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Yeah. That means Christ not only is in you, wants to marry you.
So you're applying it personally, not historically.
This is history right here.
Yeah, but you're applying history to the personal.
Right. Now we're going to another world that's not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. So his kingdom, this one, is temporal. This one is eternal. Now, can anyone else? Yes.
I think where Jack's coming from, maybe based on what Chad is saying, I'm almost sensing the same thing. We're trying to understand it initially as you were teaching it, on a historical timeline.
Right.
This is temporal, and it's for 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. Then it's the kingdom of God and the glory.
Right.
So I just try to describe it there on more of a...
Yeah.
Then there's the next, after this 1,000 years, then there's thousands and thousands and thousands.
Never ends.
But we're also trying to hear it in the context of...
Correct.
...quote-unquote lifestyle.
Correct.
Maybe.
Right.
Experience.
And this one then begins, because somebody asked, Jack did,
right,
how do you get there, the process to get there? So this one is that I've been forgiven because Jesus now is in me, changes my nature. I'm no longer me. I'm Christ in me and me in Christ. We have an intimate relationship, but that's a free gift. And everybody, when Jesus died on the cross, he died for everybody in the world. Not Jews, not just Christians. He died for Buddhists and Hindus and so on. It's their Baalists. Sorry, not explaining that. But Baalism is the only other religion of all the religions of this world. Baal. So are you going to worship Baal or are you going to worship the Lord Jesus Christ? He's the only one that can give you this gift. None of the others can give you any gifts. And you have to do good works in order to please him. And everybody that's tried has failed. You can't do a good work. Jesus did the good work for you, as you, with you. And so now he wants to lead you to the true glory.
Amen.
Doxa in the Hebrew. So this is caritas. This is your grace. Caritas, like our oldest daughter, Kara. Kara is caritas. That means this, the riches of his caritas, is not the same thing as the riches of his glory. So how do you get there? Same, Jesus. As Jesus then leaves, and he wants to marry you now, he wants to go to heaven and teach you how to love your neighbor. So it says in the Bible, do not do this. These are the works of the flesh. Don't do any of those. These are the works of the Spirit. Now you're able to do those. Your will has been changed. I want to do the will of God. I don't want the glory for myself. I don't want to have, you know, all the things this world is interested in. So all the Baalists, they'll perish. They have no way of escaping. And they don't even know it because the church is not hot. So today, the church is not hot, so they perish because you weren't the true church, that one. You're just this one. I got to heaven. I put off the old man. I'm not like that. Okay? But until you're active in love, you actually haven't done it. So it says so in all of the epistles. It says so that you actually will do that on earth as it is in heaven. And so when men see your good works, they'll give glory to the Father. The whole problem today is the church is lukewarm. The general population is Christian but lukewarm, because they don't want to be zestos, completely so attractive to the world that they'll maybe heal you and kill you. But they've also been convicted. Conviction is what we don't pray for every day. Okay, we pray that I'm not embarrassed today, and you know, we pray that I don't look like I'm a really Christian, and so on and so forth. You know, you're praying for all those things, but God has already forgiven all your sins. But he's the one that has to keep his promise, not you. And he wants you to marry his son, Jesus Christ. He can condemn anybody in the world. He knows all the secrets of your heart. But here, your heart is actually not only a new heart, but then a new soul. You don't have that yet. That's why you have to go through this, where you die to yourself. Okay, Jesus said it this way: not my will, but thine be done. So this is the bulema right here, his eternal will, but it's not practiced until you practice it. And so now you are exercising and doing a good work, and you've actually done the Ten Commandments, which the Jewish people never did, unless they had faith, because then they had this gift from the beginning, but they wanted to go on and finish it. In other words, execute it. My will is changed, not just God's will. Jesus died for you. He did that for you, free gift. But now you can do that, but you're not going to get a reward unless you're headed for this, because this is the mature, every man mature in Christ. No, are we mature right now? Yes, but I'm not the judge. So I can't tell. I can't tell the difference between hypocrisy, you did it. You know, I can't tell the difference between that and the real thing, because I'm not the judge. But Jesus is. And so he'll know exactly what he did for you, in you, and through you. So he knows that you belong here. So if you're here and you stick with Jesus, you have your faith in Jesus, it's going to be active in love. And you'll find yourself changing without knowing. You just do it. Because you're so used to thank you, thank you, thank you. But now I'm praising you, praising you, praising me, because I got so many problems. But then here I am, I'm actually love you with all of my heart, soul, and strength. Heart, soul, strength. So this will be chair 5. This will be chair 4. Everyone's happy to be here, put off the old man. But they don't do it. Especially if you don't know that the full stature of Jesus Christ is not just this and this, but it's also this. And so this is the kingdom of God. Here's where he wants you to go. Every parent wants this in their child. They grew up as a little kid, and little kids, sooner or later, by age 2-ish, they're going to sin. They're just going to sin. No, I don't want to do that. Well, you don't tell me what to do. Not your will, but mine be done. I'm the parent. People today don't discipline their children. They indulge them. They excuse them. They tolerate whatever they do. Well, all the kids were doing it. That don't make any difference. You're not part of this world. What? I am. That's my best friend. How many know that people can justify any sin? Just like the bailiffs do. So they say it's a good work, but it's not a good work. God doesn't accept it. So now I've introduced you to a new concept, but it's not a concept. Raul, do you have it? Come up here and teach it. Because you're the pastor now. Yeah. So
if I was to kind of say what you're saying,
right?
In Hebrews, I think it breaks it down for pretty well.
Perfect.
And I think it's this way: that you believe God is, and then that He is the rewarder
for
those who diligently seek Him. So that is cleansing on the inside, and this is actually walking.
Right.
So this would be akin to Jesus coming the first time to cleanse the inside of the bowl.
Right, free gift.
Right, free gift. And this one is the bowl being clean and you actually walking.
This is the prize for winning the race.
Right, that's inward, that's outward.
Yep, you got it. Exactly. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
So you cannot read the Bible, Old Testament or New Testament, without understanding what I just did. You cannot read it because it won't make sense. I could read thousands of scriptures, both old and new. They all say the same thing. They're not different. So you have to have the gift first. That's your foundation. Then you have to die to yourself. Take up your cross daily, every day. That's what Jack was asking. Is there a transition point? This is it, right here. The transition is God. My outer man or my inner man or some man, they want to do what you want to do, but I don't know how you do it. And so my walk stinks. My walk right now, I'm not very impressive. And so they want to be honest. Well, I'm not a good Christian. So they apologize for their Christianity because I'm not like Christ. But here, I was like Christ because He forgave all my sins, so not least the old man is put off, but the new man hasn't put on. So the New Testament says, let that new man, here are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control, 9 fruits of the Spirit. That is now on earth as it is in heaven. So I never gripe, I never complain, I never moan, even though we do. Even though we do. And so you can't hide it and say, now, were you complaining? You can't do that. You cannot psychologize yourself. So the whole age today is pretending like you're a Christian, and that's why it's lukewarm. You can't pretend. It has to really be that God visited you in this world so that you realize, not my will, but thine be done. Not my will. But your will is so strong. It's not only that you want to do it, it's also you want to execute it, and you can't. Right? Jesus did it for me. That's easy, the gift. So now the gift is, yay, I'm a Christian. Yahoo, yahoo, for 1,000 years I'll reign with Christ. Thank you. Is it started? Yep, He's back a second time. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Get the bad guys. Kill all the bad guys. So now the world, the flesh, and the devil are my enemies. And if you try to do that, you'll fail. If you try to do that, you'll fail. So this alone does not work. Sola fide, sola gratia, solus Christus, soli Deo gloria. In other words, sola scriptura. If I read the scriptures, just read it, and by hearing this all takes place, then I have an effect on this one, which then will have the effect on this one. So now I'm a young man, now I'm a teenager, and now I'm an adult. Every man mature in Christ. Every man, woman. Doesn't make any difference, male or female. And so you start out as a baby, as an infant, as a toddler, and so now you're a technon. And that can go all the way up. Until you're not a young man. But when you're a young person, that's when the sin actually comes out. You see that they're different after age 11 or 12, somewhere in there. and they're actually defying you. They're not just not doing it, not paying attention. They know what they're doing, and they're trying to justify it. That justification is false, because you can't. You need Jesus. Well, I get bored. Read that Bible, I don't even understand it. I'm explaining to you why. Because this is a gift. But his visitation of you, you cannot say, God, visit me. Visit me. I invite you to visit me and kill my old man, because it seems to be alive. It seems to be still working. I guess I'm not a Christian. That's where atheism comes in. That's where people are agnostic, and that's why all the modern philosophy is garbage. It's because the church didn't know. They didn't have knowledge of this truth, that this is not that. Because it didn't go through this. So you're born to die, to resurrect. The minute you die, you resurrect. The second, the nanosecond that you die to yourself, boom, this becomes possible, that I actually want to live like a Christian, but I can't do it. But Jesus is in you and through you, and he can do it. So he's here for you on the cross, and then he comes back, and now he's the ruler with vengeance for the wicked. So the wicked are going to be dealt with. And after that, the devil will be loosed. After you're in the kingdom of God, the devil will be loosed. After that one, there's still time. There's a gap there, a season of time. And you realize, how come the devil's still tempting me today? Because you're not yet mature, and you're not yet love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, meekness, and all that kind of stuff. Why? Because we have a will. How many know you have a will? It's strong. Your will is not the same thing as mind. The Greeks thought you only had a mind. Nous. N-O-U-S. So they thought God was the nous. So God is reason. Reason is God. Nonsense. The Greeks are wrong. Greeks are wrong. The Romans are wrong, because they followed the Greeks. And so now we don't know what we're doing. So we're in the age of Laodicea, the end time. And if you don't understand this difference, you'll never understand anything. So the riches of his grace, that's easy. That's a gift. But the riches of his glory, we don't even know about it. We've never been taught it, because we don't even know what it means. But I'll read it now. Ephesians 1:7. Rather than skip around, let's just go right to it. In whom we have redemption, that first one there. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Did you hear that? Caritas. That's like an X. That's C-H in the Bible. And so like an X is kara, K-H. You can spell it any way you want to. But caritas, that is the riches of his grace. Now this one is not the riches of his grace. This is not just putting off the old man and having that I'm no longer part of this world. Yeah, but you are. And so this isn't yet dead. This is still alive. So you can sin all you want and try to justify it. It's not going to work. And that's why so many Christians fall away right away. Because they went, this thing's not working. I'm depressed. I don't think I'm supposed to be, but I am. And I'm taking, you know, whatever you take. What is it they try to, you're a manic depressive. You know, whatever that is, then you're on lithium or something or whatever. And so you're on some pill or something, and that's why everyone is drugged today. But not us, you see, because we are not on a shaky ground. We have a rock underneath us, and Jesus is that rock, that cornerstone. But that cornerstone has this forgiveness and then this empowerment through the Holy Spirit that makes you able, enables you to actually, in this world, before the world is over, in this world, you can actually love your neighbor. as yourself. So you feel yourself on the way, because Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. He wants you to way to the life, eternal life, eternal. Aionios. Aionios means eternal life. It comes from Zoe, life, and Zoe isn't the same as life, bios. It's not just biological life. Your life is eternal. So, Aionios, and that was without end, no beginning, no end. That's where I want to go. I want to be like Jesus, and I can do it because he says I can do it. Because it's his promise, not mine. It's his promise, not mine. I can promise it, but I can't do it. God, from now on, I will serve the Lord. You know, and so on. So that's great. That's great. You'll never see that person again. And then, you know, this is my church, and I'm going to stay here. Raul is the only one I know that stayed here years ago. And that's why he is already a pastor, whether you know it or not. Because every day, without exception, he and his wife, they talk. He and the people at work talk. And so he's sharing the gospel. And he's so happy. And what for? You know, why? You know, because his background shouldn't do that, but it does. Because he knows what sin is, and he knows I'm not going to do that. But I need help. So I need you here and here and here. Right? So this is the kingdom of God, and it has no end. There's no way. Once you get here, you've climbed here by dying here. So you resurrect there because you take the gift from here. Free gift. So if Christ shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. You know all these scriptures, but you don't know how to link them. Because you'll get your time wrong, or you'll get your order wrong. Everything in this world is out of order. I'll say that again. Everything is in the Old Testament. Everything is out of order. The earth is out of order. We don't even have the days right. So I can tell you, 1260 days is not exactly 42 months, according to our monthly calendar, because the year is not 360. But in the ancient world, they actually had the Babylonian calendar, which is exactly that. Every month is 30, and then they had to deal with later, smart men. Well, let's say we have some extra years. Leap years, you know. So they invented all of that. But it's not scientific. Because we can now almost get it, but can't quite get it. Because it's out of order. All God has to do is tweak it, choop, like that, boom, it's back in order. That will happen. So if you're this, hallelujah. This is hallelujah. And that's why people, they like music rather than preaching. I'm going to say that again because you probably didn't understand what I just said. Most people, they like music and they're attracted to the music. And they can even go to a lukewarm church and, well, at least they have the music. I mean, you know, it's right there. And they have old hymns, maybe pull on the organ, pull out all the stops. Well, I feel better. But then when you get out, you're still the same. You haven't been changed because you were feeling the flesh and you're feet were dancing like this, and your arms were, yeah, I feel good, So, but you don't go to church to feel good. You go to church to be convicted. You need to see the depth of your sin, not the shallow. But you need to see the depth of your sin. The only reason that the law was given in the Old Testament, and they interpret it as law, I interpret it as promise. So it's a big difference. If you interpret his law, I do it like this. I command you to believe, not to obey. I just solved the Old Testament. I command you to believe. In other words, I'm saying to you, my ultimate will is that you believe on Jesus, the only way you can get to him. So everybody's happy with this because they believed and now they're a Christian, they're going to go to heaven. They're not going to go to heaven. Did you hear what I just said? They're going to go to Hades. Opposite. opposite. So everybody goes to Hades. You're buried. That's why it says faith and then burial and then resurrection. It says it because they know where you're going to go after you die. But you can be in a place of comfort, like the poor man, or in the place of torment, like that other guy. They call him Dives, but I don't know if that's his name. It's not in the Bible. So I don't know why they call him that. But the point is, you can't be a Christian unless you're dead to yourself and alive to God in Christ Jesus. If you're dead to yourself, then you don't have a will. You don't have rights. You don't have anything. Love your neighbor. I don't like my neighbor. I love him, but I don't like him. People make these things up. So they make them up to say, well, I don't want to be around him. I'm not going to go to his church anymore. And so people are fickle. One week they're there, and the next week they're somewhere else. They're waiting for the glory spout. It's over here. You're not going to get it. Where is it this week? It's over here. No, it went to the other church over there. So people, during the charismatic movement, people would go all over. They'd even come to Fort Worth. We had 65 people from Dallas coming to Fort Worth every week. Why would they do that? Because they wanted to hear the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But when they heard it, it didn't make a terrible lot of difference. It made some differences, but not as much as I was thinking. Because I got mixed up with these two. This is the kingdom of Christ. It's only temporal. This is the kingdom of God. It's eternal. No beginning, no ending, never ending, 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 ending. It cannot. So forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, worlds without end. This is where God wants you to go. How many are excited about this, the kingdom of God, but you have to go through the kingdom of Christ so that you die here, so that you rise here? Now, who wants to make a testimony before I even teach you what I just taught you? Just a testimony. I'm already excited, Pastor.
Amen.
Because these distinctions are not taught. That means it's a knowledge problem. The lukewarm church is saying the right words, but they're not living the right walk. They're saying the right words. They copied the Bible, what it said. Still people get saved and they get healed and, you know, they're a little bit happy this moment, but then the next moment they're sad again and they get depressed over people that are depressed and so on and so forth. And so the whole thing doesn't work. Why? Because you weren't taught the truth, ever. You're a deceived person because you believe their words were true. Because they had charisma. They had, you know, Joel Osteen. He's always happy. He's always smiling and so on and so forth. But has nothing to do with anything. It doesn't mean he's dead. He's not dead to himself. And his brother-in-law, who lives right here, whom I know, married the sister, and they just can't get their marriage working. And he had at one time, you know, beaucoups of people, just like Joel does. And he taught blah, blah, blah. But he was arrogant. He was proud. How many know that's not one of the good fruits? If my people were humble themselves, which we're teaching right here, you have to humble yourself to have faith. When you have faith, you're dead. But you can't keep it up because it just doesn't produce that right away. But you have to die to yourself. So I'm born to die to live forever.
That's right.
Now, because of that, God is teaching his church today to get ready. This is a wake-up call. COVID is part of God's allowance. He allowed it. And he isn't stopping it. You can pray to him all day long. He's not going to stop it because it hasn't done its full work. This is not just a wake-up call for, you know, putting air in your tire. This is get out of your car. It's going to explode. Get out of the car. Well, no, I just drove here. I just put air in the tile. No, no. He wants you to get out of the car completely. Christianity is not part of this world. My kingdom is not part of this world. That one right there. And this kingdom, they don't even know about. The new heaven and the new earth. And the word is in the Greek, kaine, not naos. Naos means you lost your ball, here's another ball. Kaine means not of this world at all. Nothing natural, nothing worldly, nothing carnal, nothing related to this world. A different thing than anything you've ever experienced here on earth. You're born of the Spirit. That's one of the gifts. You're not only born of the flesh, you're born of the Spirit. I'm a real Christian. I'm born of the Spirit. I'm Spirit-filled. God, blah, 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 blah. Yes, yeah, Spirit-filled. And you can say it under your breath. You can say it out loud. It doesn't make any difference. You still aren't dead to yourself. Because Jesus is not your whole life. You have other agendas. I want to be rich and also holy. Isn't that funny? What'd you think that's? I want to have, a good American dream. I'd like to have the American dream. And then also flourish a little bit. And I don't want to lose my health. And I certainly don't want to lose my mind. I want Jesus plus. How many know you can't have Jesus plus? There's only Jesus. I'm just making a joke there. What I'm trying to say is people want, orange juice plus or something like that. You want to have something good and then mix it a little bit with something bad. You can't do that in the kingdom of God. Jesus is everything or he's nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. The do is over there. This is just believe. But faith needs to be active in love by killing you. So this comes sweet death to me. Not my will, but thine be done. Now, what I'm preaching here is not just made up in my head. It's actually in the scripture. And you cannot understand. I could read so many scriptures and you'd say, these people aren't going to make it. And they're bad people. That doesn't help you at all. That there's bad people doesn't help you. So, I'm no longer bad, or at least I don't want to be. It has nothing to do with your will. You don't even have a will. Until it's been changed by the Word of God. When the Word of God says, I want you to be completely dead. Completely or almost completely. I'm not experiencing the almost. And so you're trying to do something to get something that you don't have. So they go to traditional churches, then they go to this church, and then they go to this church, and they're trying to get something you cannot get. Because it's in the Bible, and we're not following the Bible. They skip verses of like the blood. They skip verses like, God. Jesus is God. And so they skip all of those. The New King James Version has at least 500 mistakes in it. So if you're on the new... Well, it reads better. They don't have the thous and the shouldests, in this one. Yeah, but you miss the fact that this word, dikaiosune, is used over here. And here it means this, and here it means that. I didn't see that connection. Because even though you improved it, you didn't. Now, you're not only a liar, but you're self-deceived. So you'll deceive others. Well, you should come to my church. We have really good music. People are jumping and screaming. Is it a black church? Because they always jump and scream. They love it. If they don't work up a sweat, boy, that wasn't Jesus. If they don't spit on you from the front row, that's not Jesus. you don't get what I'm saying, but it's the case. But what you want to do is disciple of people not to live, but to die, yes, so they may resurrect. Now, if you follow that way, and you'll see in the Bible it says way, way, way. Okay, you need to look at that word because Jesus is the way and the truth and the life everlasting. Right there? The way, the truth, the life. But the way always goes this way toward God. Right? But it has to go through death.
Amen.
Come sweet death. That'd be your prayer every day. God, if there be any wicked way in me, expose it. And I'll immediately change my walk. Or at least I want to. Because the truth is, it doesn't work just that way by words. Your words are not life. You have to read the scripture. So, yes, you put off, now you put on. But your put on is Jesus. By the way, you did that in Christ. You did all of that in Christ. In other words, you didn't do it at all. He did everything. Because this one is built on the promise. That one is a promise. This one is a promise. This one is a promise. I promise to give you new life. I promise to kill your old man. And I also promise to get you into the kingdom of God. And you'll be resurrected with Christ Jesus. So you're not resurrected right now. Right? But every once in a while, you see evidence in your life. Like King David. King David. Raped this woman. However he did it, he did wrong. And then he had to kill his best friend, Uriah the Hittite. He had to kill him. And then he put the ark on a new covenant. He put it on a cart instead of the shoulders of the Levites. And then he numbered the people. And he did this and he did that. And God said, that's a man after my own heart. Because in his task he had to be king, he was immaculate. And he never lost a battle, and the devil never won a battle over King David. And he's coming back to rule in these end times. You're in the end times now. So this one here, gift, it's already over. It's drawing to a close. And he'll come back with vengeance for the wicked because they don't deserve this because they didn't die here. Not my will, but thine be done. That's the type. Now you're the antitype. That's the shadow. This is the reality. Did I teach you anything today? Yeah. I taught you knowledge. And without knowledge, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And so it's not just knowledge like God is good and I'm evil. It's not that kind of knowledge. It's a different kind. It's a spiritual knowledge. And when you're born of the Spirit, you want to go all the way. You don't want to just say, my will be done also. I'll do my will, but I also want to do God's will. I want to have the American dream and also Jesus. That's funny. Don't you think that's funny? Why they want both? Because they want both. That would be proof that I was a Christian, because I'm rich and I'm also awesome. And so I don't judge that. I can't judge it. I don't know the difference between hypocrisy and they're not. Because you look like you're doing it. Well, I'm looking at you, but I don't know what your home life is like. I don't know what your personal life is like. People hide stuff. Did you know Jesus knows all the secrets? Everybody's. Before the foundation of the world. Before there was a world. Before the foundation of the world, he already thought this all out. And knew this would lead to this, would lead to this. Right? This is the atonement. This is the at one with God. Meant. Atonement is just simply, you're now at one with God. Why? Because God started that, not you. He's the one that introduced it. He's the one that made the atonement. The priests always have to do that. That's what Jesus did when he died on the cross. That was his high priestly role. Now he's coming back, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Forever and ever and ever. And then you're going to be a crown. You'll have a crown that never fades. And a crown doesn't necessarily mean it's golden. Sometimes they're golden crowns on the earth because it looks good. But what if it's just a wreath for a day? Yeah, because you won the, you know, you got the gold prize and so on and so forth. The prize here is being the same inheritance as Jesus has. He inherits me, I inherit him. He inherits me. He's always wanted to be one with his people and be the master and not do what you say. Have you ever noticed that about God? That when you say, God, I don't like this pain. Could you get rid of it? Have you ever noticed he doesn't? Have you ever paid attention to that? God, I mean, this finger really hurts. And it's my little one. and my whole body is like helping it, but it's not getting helped. God, do a thing, something. And so you cannot control God. He's the master. He's already thought of everything that needs to be done before you get into the picture. So that's why it doesn't work because you're still in the flesh. You can't mix flesh with spirit. They're opposites. So if you mix the flesh with the spirit, hoping the flesh goes away, I'm going to church 3 times this month. I think that's good. And my flesh only shows up 1 time, and I'm just going out and playing golf or, you know, going to, you know, whatever. And so it doesn't work that way. How many know it doesn't work that way? The church is lukewarm today. My daughter is, you know, has a friend who's a lesbian and so on and so forth. So we can't be mad at that. So even though I'm the mother and I go to church over here and we don't hear about any of that stuff, we hope that doesn't work. And I've told my daughter, now don't do that. Don't do that. It's not going to work. That's just man at his best state is altogether vanity. Man at his best state, altogether vanity. Man-made religion won't do it. That's just Baalism. Baal will never go to heaven. Baal is another name for Nimrod. You don't know that. But Nimrod is just Baal. Baal. And so when I was young, I understood that. And one of the first books that I read was on, do you want to be a Baalist or do you want to be a Christian? It was a good book. And it was written by somebody in my denomination. And so I read that book and I loved it. And so it's one of Peggy's uncles or granduncle or whatever he was. And he was a Lutheran pastor. And I like that book.
Baal or God.
Huh?
Baal or God.
Something like that. Yeah. Whatever it was. So he had it down, but it's just words. That doesn't mean his life was in order. It's just words. Your walk is important to God because Jesus did it. You didn't did it. He did it. He did what you ought to do, could do, might do, should do. He did that and said he can't because he still has sin in his life. But by the time you get here, you're dead. That's all he's wanted. You're death. God, I didn't do what you asked. You remember what you said about, you know, love, joy, peace, and I forgot some of the details on that one. I forgot that. So can I? I'm now ready to die. Could you fix up everything? Like, isn't that what you do? I'd like another gift. And so people, they don't want to die. I don't want to die. I should die. I should be dying. Peggy and I are well over 80, so we've used up our strength. Now it's time to have Jesus' strength. And I'm praying that I will live forever until I teach till I die, right? Amen. And so I don't want to die yet, and not because I'm afraid of death. I know I'm going to be in heaven, but I don't want that way. I want this way, right here. This is what I want, not to fail in that. Do you understand? So death is not scary at all. That's just, you know, living this life, getting another one. I don't want to just put off. I want to put on.
Amen.
So the Bible is very clear about that. Put on as believers. I'm describing you. You are the light of the world. I'm not the light. Jesus is the light. Yeah, but he lives in you. Oh, well, I guess I'm the light, I guess. Am I a borrowed light or how do I get lit up? I'm the salt of the earth. And if the salt has lost its savor, can't help anything. It's good for nothing. Be trodden under feet, blah, 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 blah. So he says I'm all of these things as a gift, but I still haven't then done them, did them. Love your neighbor as yourself. I haven't gotten there because I'm not dead to myself. So if I'm dead to myself, I'll take care of myself first and then God and then my neighbor. So I did this, you know, because I have to do this. I have to pay the IRS. I have to do this. I have to do that. And so, now who are my enemies again? And so you have to realize, oh, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Which one is the number one? I guess the devil. Did you know that if you sin, you're of your father, the devil? Did you know this in the Bible? New Testament. It's in the Bible. So if everything apart from faith is sin, whoa, I guess I'm sinning. Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not sinning. Well, what? You don't have the knowledge that he's not judging your behavior, he's judging your heart. Did you know that? The only thing he wants is your heart. If he has your heart, he has everything. So, yeah, he has my heart over here. Will that do it? Well, no. The only way we can know that is if you pass through this to get to that. And since we don't know, we don't know. So he's giving you a wake-up call. Wake up. Mature yourself. I want you to be every man that mature. You have to get all the scriptures. You can't just leave one out. Well, I left that one out because it didn't make any sense to me. That's your brain being more powerful than scripture. Or your will. Or your emotions. Or your thoughts. Take every thought captive to the word of God. Amen? So, if I were to read to you all the bad passages in there about the people that don't make it, you'd realize, I don't know. I thought I was a Christian yesterday, but I don't know. That doesn't sound good to me. And so, you'll be deceived, and you thought he was talking about behavior, not talking about behavior. Behavior, he already forgave it. Did you know he did that before the foundation of the world? He didn't even do it on the cross. That's just when it showed up. He did it before the foundation of the world. And he was slain from the foundation of the world to show up 4,000 years later. And now we're in the 7,000th year. You can't be an evolution and believe that because it's more nonsense. It's anything to avoid the Bible. Everything that is taught in college today, in high school even in kindergarten now, they're teaching them to defy your parents. You don't know it. But all this stuff is Black Lives Matter and all that kind of stuff. It's not games. These are the enemy. They're afraid they're about to meet Jesus and they're not ready. So they're pulling out all the stops, you know, to see whether people will be part of the world or not. They're more not smart than you are because they actually look at the scripture and say, it says that. I think we've started that, but let's finish it off. So they're desperate right now because they have no hope and they know what they're doing is wrong. And it says so in the Bible. If you know the Father's will and don't do it, deliberately don't do it, you don't make it. I could read you all those scriptures. There are a lot of them. It's all in the New Testament. The New Testament clarifies the Old Testament. That's the shadow. This is the anti-Christ. The anti. In other words, against. So, everything today is anti-Christian. Did you know that? You live in an anti-Christian, post-Christian, post-modern, post-everything. So everything is post. No. You're not past anything. You're just about to enter in to God's ending this whole thing by time. So, this is the end of time. This one lasts till the end of time. Grace and peace. Grace and mercy. Grace. Goodness. God. Love, all that. But this one is what that should produce is your death. Are you dead to sin in Christ Jesus? You'd have to do it in Christ because he's the way. So you'd have to do it in Christ. As Christ loved the church, let every man love his wife. I'm kind of convicted on that one. I don't think I was a good husband. I was a rotten husband. I was a worthless husband. And Peggy reminds me of that. I love it. She's telling the truth. But she said, do you agree with me or not? Oh, yeah, I do. But I was a phony, a fake, a liar, a hypocrite. You all understand what I'm saying? But we have a wonderful marriage. Why? I don't know. Grace. Mercy. Do you all understand? You're not laughing because you don't understand. When God says to do something, he's not going to change his mind. When he says there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, that's what this one is, the kingdom of God. But you're not going to make it to the kingdom of God if you didn't make it to the King of Christ and then die here along the way. And you know that the Lord is working on me. Now, let's have a testimony. He's working on me, Pastor, I don't think